Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
Hey, we're Birds of Bellwoods, and you're listening to CFRC.
remember when we made a picnic for two. Saw you was nervous, I thought it was cool. Until I found out that his mom made the food. It was good though. Boy number two had a beautiful face. Highly agreed to go back to his place. His wife really had some impeccable taste. She was sweet though. I've been on this ride.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh. This is awesome. So, I don't really know. What are the chords exactly?
So we start in that little, that C with the G on the very top.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me down the road. That's where I'll always be. Every stop I make, I'll make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow, I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on.
Down this road that never seems to end. When new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you wanna join me, grab your hat, we'll travel like that's hobo's time.
Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, the whole world is my home.
There's a world that's waiting to unfold. A brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there, we've paid our fare with the hobo song.
Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam.
So if you want to join me for a while, just grab your hat, we'll travel like
settle down.
Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Until tomorrow, the whole world is my home.
Woohoo! Thank you, Stephen Page.
Thank you, Tom Green.
That
was like...
Takes you back, doesn't
right?
it?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, thanks
say
for
it.
Tuning in on this wonderful Canada Day. Whether you're driving from afar, whether you're old or young, smart or not so.
Like me.
But I have to say, no matter how surprised I get every day, I can't tell you how surprised I am right now on how nimble Jeff the Movie Nerd has been this morning. In all the years I have done broadcasting with you,
oh yeah,
you have never changed and played a song on demand.
Maybe ever. Once or twice.
No, don't lie to the public, Jeffrey.
But you know that once the playlist is set, it's in stone,
it's
baby.
It's like rock stone. I get the email and it's done.
It's done. I don't want to look
and
at it.
I could not. We were. We'll kind of talk more about The Littlest Hobo, but man.
But that last song was a Vinny pick. Vinny, you just threw that in my lap.
What a gem.
That was Tom Green and
Stephen Page, former frontman of the Bare Naked Ladies,
doing the cover of the classic Littlest Hobo.
Yeah.
So good. Welcome back to CFRC, everybody. It's Canada Day.
It's Canada Day.
It's Dominion Day. It's Bobby
Bonilla Day.
Bobby Bonilla Day. Nice. Before the Littlest Hobo song, we heard Carly Rae Jepsen with Beach House. Good summertime tune. We had Juliana Riolino with Against the Grain. We had Chose's Sauvage with Soul. We also had Claudia Bouvette with Lonely Hearts. And yeah, that was a good party set. We're doing longer sets today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're here till noon, so we're stretching out the party vibe.
I like party vibes.
And that Littlest Hobo song, man, that brings you back.
Yeah.
You guys all watched that, right?
I did hear Simone singing away with it.
Absolutely.
So it was a childhood favorite.
Yeah, I would always cry at the end just knowing that he's just, you know, he's all alone and just be on that train by himself, you know, like the last scene.
Oh, yeah,
You know, and it's like looking up to the sunset.
He's got to go.
Just see the silhouette of him on the train.
See, I wish my life was like that dog.
I'm like, yeah, that's normal, isn't it?
Just going town to town.
Just
you
helping
know?
People.
Helping people out.
You know, they don't even get to say thank you. He's gone before they can say thank you.
He doesn't need a thank you. He just needs a little scratch behind his ear. Yeah, exactly.
A little good boy.
So we pulled up a list on the internet that is the top rated fan favorite episodes of The Littlest Hobo. I'm going to read off a couple little plot points just to bring up the tears. Season one, there was an episode called Stand-In, one of the most famous episodes where London, aka the hobo, joins a watchman at an electronics firm to foil a robbery, proving the innocence of the guard's own German Shepherd, who was falsely suspected of collusion.
Ooh.
He helped a dog who was framed of a crime.
Mm.
I like that. We've got season four, episode called The Locket, where the hobo befriends a paraplegic boy, helping him enter a frisbee contest while softening the boy's overly protective father. Notably, the episode features a young Mike Myers as the boy's friend, Tommy.
Aww.
Yeah, that'd be fun to see.
Yeah.
We've also got Million Dollar Fur Heist, a thrilling episode featuring the legendary Abe Vigoda.
Did you say thrilling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The hobo helps rescue kidnapped victims and recovers a fortune in stolen furs. That's crazy.
Man.
And Abe Vigoda.
Wow.
You remember Abe Vigoda? He's amazing. Yeah.
No.
If you Google him, you'll know him.
Okay,
you'll know exactly
what
I mean.
Google Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, Google. That'll make your day. So we were talking how The Littlest Hobo is being rebooted. Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg are going to bring the series back to the silver screen. Mm. See, you saw Abe Vigoda. You know.
Sorry.
Now I've got to look it up for Simone. And Davini's in the quarantine booth. That's why Simone hasn't seen Abe Vigoda. Simone, what would be a good episode for The Littlest Hobo? This guy.
He looks familiar.
He's in the Abe Vigoda. Yeah, he was in The Godfather, and he was a regular on the Conan O'Brien show.
What was your episode, and why?
Of The Littlest Hobo?
Yeah.
I don't really remember them that fluently.
Nothing stands out. Like, I don't need the whole story, but, like, there's, to your point, whether it's sitting on the train.
I remember stuff like that, because it was always on at, like, 6 in the morning on, like, Omni or CTV.
Yeah, I felt like I never knew when it was going to come on.
Yeah.
It just was on.
Was it a PBS show?
No, CBC.
I mean, like later years.
Oh,
like,
maybe.
I wonder if it, like, just
because I remember they used to screen the Red Green show on PBS. That I like. First started watching Red Green when it was on PBS in New York. Mm-hmm. But for all of our New York friends down there, it's Canada Day today.
Yeah,
we're celebrating. So if Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg do A Littlest Hobo, is it going to be sincere like the old show, or is it going to be like a parody? where the dog is solving like crazy crimes and doing like superhero nonsense?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of dog they're going to use. Are they going to go in a different direction? Different whole new dogs?
Good question.
Maybe it'll be a cat.
That's right. It's going to be Buckaroo. Oh, yeah, that's right. I promised I was going to talk about Buckaroo. So Buckaroo is a famous cat in downtown Kingston that lives in the Skeleton Park neighborhood. And he's frequently just out doing his thing. The owner's like, you know, whatever. He's an outdoor cat. People get very irate that they're like, why are you letting your cat out? He's like, 'cause my cat belongs out. Anyways, there's a book that's being published by an author in the East Coast of Canada. She had a big hit a couple years ago doing a book about the 50 most famous Canadian dogs.
Okay.
Now she's doing the 50 most famous Canadian cats. I hear that Mark Carney's cat is going to be in it.
Mark Catney,
yeah. And then Buckaroo, the Wonder Cat, who I think he's a tabby with a little chipped tooth. So you know what?
How old do you think he is?
I don't know. It's a good question. But I think Buckaroo would be a good Littlest Hobo, or at least a Littlest Hobo sidekick.
Fair.
Maybe a sidekick.
Because, you know, you need a dog that's going
to
survive in the woods.
It has
to be able to square off against, moose and bear and all that. Mm. But I think a Buckaroo cat as a sidekick, swatting, scratching, being out of attitude, would be pretty good.
If you were to be a character on this revised show, who would you be?
Like a one-off? It would be
Just one character.
Oh,
just
it would be like the Littlest Hobo has to come down and solve a mystery at CFRC Studios, like where'd all the Limp Bizkit albums go? Someone's absconded with our Limp Bizkit albums.
And I didn't take them, I swear.
And the dog comes down and co-hosts a show with me. Simple.
Okay.
Episode written.
The Hunt for Fred Durst.
Yes! It writes itself. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Oh, I can't believe I'm still here.
Think about it. Think about some good Littlest Hobo plots when we come back on the next break.
Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get back to the songs. It's our Canada Day Spectacular. We're here till noon.
You're here till noon?
I'm here right till noon, baby. We're going to provide the soundtrack for your Canada Day barbecues.
All right. We got friends and guests from abroad. I got to say, happy Canada Day to Everett, who's cruising down to Kingston. And this next song we'll play should maybe get him dancing, so make sure it's a good one.
It's a little more chill than that, but it's a good cruising song. Friday's Rain by Jamal Paramore right here.
Wow.
On CFRC. Is that way?
Sent me home. I wasn't there. Y a des choses que je comprendrai jamais, pyramide. Et j'ai pensé tomber contre toi, italique. J'entends toujours le son de ta voix qui m'invite, mon amour. Et plus je me sens à l'aise, ironique. Et j'ai pensé mourir avec toi, cyanide. J'entends toujours le son de ta voix qui m'invite, mon amour.
Would you be here, even if we drown? Be here. eyes to the bartender and laughed. You were so disarming with all of your sincerity. I really could have died. You really had me wrapped. There was so much bad.
Job with a poker face, you ain't that. When I want it, when I need it, where the hell are you? When I crave it, when I'm trying to lay up right beside you, you leave me on the floor, constantly wanting more. When I'm pleading to you, baby, give it to me.
I'm flash in my face, you knew exactly how to play. Give me hooked on your touch and the way that you treat me like any other trick. Guess I'm that chick. When I want it, when I need it, where the hell are you? When I crave it, when I'm trying to demonstrate what I can do. You beat me on the phone, constantly one and one. Maybe this is how you want it to go over.
This is the ASMR portion of the show. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm still Vinny.
Vinny the Thrill in the house. Welcome back, everybody, to our CFRC Canada Day Spectacular.
More like Heck Yanada.
Yeah, there we go. Right on. We just heard from Tafari Anthony with Falling Back. Not a bad chill set.
Yeah.
We're saying off air that last set was kind of like a floating down a lazy river in an inner tube with a sixer of McKinnon Brothers, you know? Having a good old time. We're going to get very bro-y in here today, Simone.
Yeah. Sorry.
Also in that set, we had Charlotte Cornfield before Tafari Anthony with her track Partner in Crime. We heard a nice chill one from Peach Loof and Better Off. We had Charlotte Cardin with Feel Good. And we opened that last set up with Jamal Pandemore and Friday's Rain.
That's a pretty
crazy rain yesterday on Tuesday.
Holy macaroni.
You're in Kingston an area, you may have got some tornado warnings.
So Vinny recently changed his career choice. His career plan, his whole life has been flipped.
I recently took
a new role at James Braden Nissan.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you for those. Over on Gardner's Road 790. I was sitting in the showroom and just kind of watching the clouds from afar. Like it just looked gray. Whatever. I said, guys, I'm going to go get me a smoothie. So yeah. I went for a nice cruise over to Freshy. I get in there and I order my... I ended up like three things, but like... the third on my list because they didn't have ingredients for the first two, which were really frustrating. That's okay. I'm over it.
Sure.
I get there. Finally, like 10 minutes later, I get out there. And when I leave to walk towards my truck, there's like four people. And they're like, it's like they're in a sci-fi movie looking at the sky behind me when I look out at them. All of them.
Yeah.
Looking like they've like they're looking at the mothership that's invading, and I'm like, what in the name? And I turn around, and this storm cloud was crazy.
That was nuts yesterday. That was insane. I got soaked yesterday. Yeah? I was out in it. Yeah.
What were you doing outside, Jeff?
Well, I work at a little store called Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Famously has a canvas awning out front.
Okay,
from Kingston Canvas Company.
Yeah.
I think it costs like $3,000 or $4,000, so we're very careful with that.
Yeah, of course.
And it was flapping around. It was going crazy. So I'd never wound that thing in so quick in my entire life.
Is that why your pipes look extra flipped today?
Oh, I've got veins today. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I got like very soaked. It was a nutty day. So if anyone is at home listening, cruise on over to Kingston subreddit. Go over Reddit and look up the Kingston, Ontario subreddit. And one of the best, highest rated videos from the last day was someone up on Fort Henry Hill who shot that alien mothership cloud that you saw.
Yeah.
And it's like that's the real deal.
Skystream camera, I think it is, or something like that. There's one of those in Kingston. There's so many great photos that have come across the internet. But man, what a storm. I know there was a lot of tree damage and vehicles and houses and stuff. But it was raining. It was coming down sideways.
Summertime.
I'm okay with that.
That's crazy, though, yeah. So let's say there's a storm barreling down and you're going to go hang out in your shelter. You're going to run down to CFRC headquarters and hunker down in the sub-basement. What food are you going to bring? Because it is Canada Day.
What are you bringing, Simone?
Some ketchup chips.
Yeah! Classic Canadian.
Classic, for sure.
When I was a kid, I was so obsessed with ketchup chips that I could do a blindfold taste test and you could give me a chip from different brands and I could tell. Can you tell?
Can I tell the like different
between
brands?
Like a Lay's or a Hostess or a Ruffles.
Oh, heck yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah?
Because, like, I feel... Okay, so can... So, Lay's ketchup chips were the original, the OG Canadian one.
Yeah.
And when you take a Lay's ketchup chip and a non-Lay's Yes, that's like Coca-Cola and Fizz.
Right?
No, or what, like RC. Not Fizz, RC Cola, right? Like, no. There's a distinct difference. Brio is not Coca-Cola. Oh,
Brio.
And
warm Brio is like a torture. Yeah. But like,
the seasonings are unique.
Oh yeah, and I'm really enjoying the Irresistibles brand ketchup chips that you find at the Metro.
Exactly, my point.
It's like a kettle chip with ketchup seasoning.
Is Miss Vicky's? Is that Canadian?
Oh yeah.
I like Miss Vicky's.
They're real good.
Crunchy.
That's what you want. Is like you want your chip to have some like oomph to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I noticed.
I want my chips to be rough with
when
me.
When I came out of when I came out of the good quarantine Lord. Booth, I noticed you guys were scarfing down on a delicious tart that you got at our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Not just any tart.
Tell us about the tart.
This was a Mrs. Garrett's Bakery tart. They're from up in Glen Burnie, Ontario.
Perfect.
Yeah. These people, that's like four generations of all Canadian tart makers. But they make, the classic Canadian butter tart.
And you were eating a raspberry tart.
I had first said,
like, why would you get raspberry tart? And the only real answer to come from this because he hates me.
that goes without saying. No, because like the butter tart, that's a lot of sugar for before 10 in the morning. I know the raspberry tart is sweet as heck, but that's a little more breakfast centric. It's a little, you know what I mean? Raspberry at least has the illusion of
this
health.
Is a lie.
Maybe.
Because it's a berry. We're getting antioxidants.
It's very robust. It's a robust
tart.
Strong.
I'm hearing excuses. So today, being Canada Day, we decided that, due to the great tart disaster of butter tart,
they're fine.
We started thinking about all the things that are Canadian. And Simone, you point out ketchup chips is a great point. There's a Canadian exclusive. The butter tart is obviously a genuine Canadian treat.
Yeah, I feel bad when American tourists come up and they've never heard of it. And it's like, you just take it on the head.
Just grab your hand, scoop it out.
Yeah.
What else? Coffee crisp.
Like the chocolate bar.
Do you like your coffee crisp?
Yeah.
Canadian classic.
You eat it?
I love chicken. Especially at Halloween, they're the perfect size when you get the little fun size ones.
Yeah, it's just enough.
It's like a two-bite brownie, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, the Canadian Smarties versus the American Smarties. Are you aware of that difference?
I know.
So our Smarties are the candy-covered chocolate, right? And in the U.S., their Smarties are what we call Rockets.
Wait,
those little chalk powder candies, the one that you crush up to make it mimic like drugs.
Are you telling me, Vinny, that in America they don't have candy covered chocolate for Smarties?
Correct.
It's sugar chalk.
It's sugar chalk is Smarties.
That, you know what? That's the root of all their problems right there.
They're not snorting enough Smarties.
That's right. That's crazy though. That's insane to me.
And here's another one.
That's insane to me.
Kinder Surprise.
What?
Kinder Shocked, more like it. Holy macaroni.
They don't have Kinder Surprise down
there? That is a Canadian thing.
It's wild.
Wow.
It is noted as restricted or not available in the U.S. Wine gums, Swedish berries, fuzzy peaches.
Fuzzy peaches.
Ooh, fuzzy peaches, yeah. For sure, for the win.
Absolutely. And then we've got the all-dressed potato chip.
Wine gums get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, but
wine gums are an old lady candy.
No. But that's a... Hey, Simone, there's a benefit to this.
It's a trial.
Because you got leftovers for later. You're like,
I forgot about
great. Old Dutch dill pickle chips, yep. Canadian classic.
Nice.
Hickory sticks.
Oh, yeah. I love me some hickory sticks.
And this one for any parent, you know, Joe Louis.
Really?
Really.
Joe Louis is a Canadian exclusive.
It is a Canadian. A cream-filled... Anyways, know what it is. Wagon Wheels.
Wagon Wheels.
Passion Flakies.
Oh, I knew a guy. He was a bully at our elementary school. He would take a Passion Flaky out of this nerd's lunch every day. He would smash it on his head. It was awesome.
Jeff, like in the package. Jeff sharing his trauma.
Okay. It wasn't me. It was not me.
And Bear Paws.
Really?
Yeah, that shocked me.
What are Bear Paws?
So
what are they
Bear
made
Paws
out of?
Are like...
Like a donut?
A super process. Well, I mean, it's not. They're like, I'm sure they are. Little kids, like cookie soft thing.
Those with the bear on the label.
Yeah, the bear on the label. And they're like soft coats. They're really good.
Yeah.
But
very gooey and like soft.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, like they've got different flavors, packages, and whatever. But I didn't realize that was a Canadian thing.
Man, I feel bad for our neighbors down south.
Yeah, they don't even have poutine, bro.
Oh, poutine.
Yeah.
Lori
Donaire.
Poutine.
Do you put anything extra on your poutine? Like, there's that. How do you like your poutine? That shop downtown.
Careful. Oh yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of pulled pork poutine. I'm a fan of classic, which is gravy and cheese curd, and I'm a fan of a little bit of pulled pork on there.
Oh,
it's always a good one. You guys, what about you? Poutine?
Oh, I just like the classic.
Classic, yeah. Vinny,
I had at the Fryway in front of the hospital there.
I had
shamefully, despite the fact that he's my lifelong friend, I rarely ever got a chance to get down there. And so I went down and I got a dill pickle poutine.
Oh, really? With the deep fried dill pickle?
I think it was a dill pickle. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're right. I've seen that on their Insta.
Maybe, anyways, wow.
Really?
Like, I was quite shocked.
See, our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. They're closed today because we're observing Dominion Day, but Fryway is out there somewhere in downtown Kingston. We should find them after the
Confederation,
show.
I think.
We're going to get down there. I want to try that pickle poutine.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was a cheeseburger. I don't know. Scrumptious. But whatever it was delicious, and maybe you should just go try them all.
I think we should. I think you know what I'm hungry for right now, though?
Music.
Yes.
Rock and roll.
Absolutely. We got a nice tune from Mono Wales coming up right now. This is called Really Wanna Let You Down.
By the Manawalis.
By the Manawalis, yeah. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Viney.
Happy Canada Day, Viney.
Really wanna let you down.
is not available at present. Please leave your message after the beep.
Yeah, trendsetter. Whoa, league of my own, it don't get better. No, read what I wrote, I'm a bestseller. Yeah, reach for my goals, hit it dead center. Hit it dead center. Bullseye, hit it the most, it's no misses. Something like fish in a barrel, it's no different. Blindfold on me, I still got the most vision. Trendsetter told them before, but they don't listen. Better, better, bring a better bad because I'm bigger, better. Solo, single, selling several shows at every single second. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle peppers. Kinda came and crushed the competition, hope they get the message. Look, living it fast, spinning my M in the bag. I never go slow, thinking I'll crash. End up a thing in the past, they know I won't though. Big fish catching me, they gon' need a bigger boat. Ironic how the world stops when I spin a globe. Always showing up, right. Last year's song still holding up, uh-huh. See the name now and they know what's up, right. Price hit the top and it's going up. I'm a trendsetter, trendsetter. Whoa. League of my own, it don't get better, don't get better. No, read what I wrote, I'm a bestseller, I'm a bestseller. Yeah, reach for my goals, hit it dead center, what? Hit it dead center, yeah. Trendsetter, whoa. League of my own, it don't get better, nah. No, read what I wrote, I'm a bestseller. Yeah, reach for my goals, hit it dead center, hit yeah. It dead center.
B-O-D, get the spell check, a fact check, can't prevent errors going up. See the bent lever, jalapeno hot, y'all just red peppers. All y'all copping copies, but I'm left center. Yeah. And your shorty glitching on me like a tech center. Hit it with a French tenor, crazy with it till I do the next record. I leave head severed, I don't need to hit the bench ever. But if I do, I'm PRing to the next level. Condo flights to Lufthansa, already know who you people fans of. Call me Big Daddy in a big body wrangler, call me Big Daddy Adam Sandler. Bullseye, aiming for a cottage with a poolside. Full size. I can't swim though.
Always showing up, right. Last year's song still holding up, uh-huh. See the name now and they know what's up, right. Price yeah. Hit the top and it's going up. I'm a trendsetter, trendsetter. Whoa. League of my own, it don't get better, don't get better. No, read what I wrote, I'm a bestseller, I'm a bestseller. Yeah, reach for my goals, hit it dead center, what? Hit it dead center.
One, two, three. I hear a screen door creak in the corner of the back of my mind. I hear an old man's voice saying, have a back home by nine. I hear the song that was playing on the radio. It was Semi-Trunk Kind of Life. I hear a screen door creak in the corner of the back of my mind. We were 19 years ahead of our time. A t-shirt, blanket, gas station wine. I remember thinking, oh my, oh my. Start sinking. Hey, we're laid back, game with a couple front porch sitters still thinking. I've been thinking.
We're Brother Elzy. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
CFRC.